Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6 and then verse number 11. It says, I put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil is talking about the trickery and the deception of the devil. It is all a mental thing. I said that the wrestle that we are in, as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, when we are strong in the Lord and we are strong in the truth, that the kingdom truth that Paul taught, he says that you therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. Now he says to us, in the same place where he said be strong in the Lord, he's saying to us that we must put on the armor of God. We must be the good soldiers of Christ Jesus. So that what? So that we will be able to dispel all the trickery and the deception of the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil thrives in deception. Religion is the highest form of his deception, because you will not suspect it, because it will use the Bible, it will quote from the Bible, but it is a deception because it is against the kingdom truth that he said you should be strong in. We are just opposing, or we are putting side by side the truth that is in Jesus and the wiles, the deception, the trickery. Ladies and gentlemen, the wrestle that we are in as the soldiers of Christ is a mental battle. It's deception, changing your understanding. That is all the wrestle we are in.
Wow. Well, see, Wakan could ya yen say, Wasaka chance a yen did when ya mimu. Nanina Waka chance a yen se a kudino. Nan your person yet yes, yen say, a kudino see and shenny yes, I'm a brun.
Thank you.
Done in your mind.
Oh,
and yet a poor
hallelujah.
Name of a jinimu could say, or that's someone tears here, or that's someone didn't deal with your baby. Ah, what you better say, and the person say, if you buy the book. Nemo ne papi mno e atro enti onipa eni wiasi ya jimu ti asie no e yenada.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Esanse ya kode no.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 now. Verse 4. For though we walk in the flesh or physically, we do not fight physically. What? How do we fight? We fight mentally. Look at the battle. It says, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not physical, but they are mighty in God. They are mighty in God. That is the power of his might for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. So your warfare is against arguments. It's a mental thing. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, it's a mental thing, the knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity, every thought. It's a mental thing. Bringing every thought into captivity to the, hallelujah, amen, to the obedience of Christ. Taking every thought that does not comply with the knowledge of God that Jesus Christ came to give to us, because we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we shall know him, that is God who is true. He came to show us who God is, the express image. God said that, go and show them who I really am. Moses couldn't do that. Abraham couldn't do that. The prophets couldn't do that. Now I want my son to come and show the world who I really am. He came to us with the truth. Listen, listen. He came to us with the truth of God. And the Bible says that the devil is working so that he is going to bring us a certain understanding that is against the knowledge of God. And every imagination that is brought into captivity, every imagination brought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus, what he came to stand for, to teach us. It is only the kingdom man Jesus and his performance that will save you. A knowledge of the kingdom man Jesus, knowing who Jesus really is, knowing what he did, not just his person, but what he did, his performance. That is the only thing that comes from the heavenly kingdom that can be able to stand against this world of deception and trickery of the devil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Men, we are wrestling, but we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. So stop fighting your wife. A kingdom man, the religious man wrestles against flesh and blood. Ladies and gentlemen, this wrestling that I'm talking about, I'm not just necessarily talking about beating up your wife. I am talking about giving your wife certain understanding which is not the kingdom word. You are wrestling with her. Have we not learned that the battle is a mental thing?
Yeah.
Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your wife is trying to bring your attention to something, and then you say, no way, no way. You see, your Peter is coming up. Your resolve is coming up. You think you are macho. You can lift a whole boat. Eh? And you are fighting your wife. You are wrestling with flesh and blood. We are wrestling.
Yeah.
The way to wrestle, let me show you the way to wrestle, man. Because kingdom men, we wrestle. Like the Lord Jesus, he wrestled a certain understanding. He fought that understanding. He will not give up until his death. And when he resurrected, he went on to speak that same understanding. Wow. He didn't give them 10 steps to prevent being destroyed by Jews. Because some of you men, we all go through difficulties, disappointments, misinterpretation, people treating us bad and all that. People being wicked to us, being disloyal to us. Ladies and gentlemen, there is one truth that is in Jesus. We should never leave. After his resurrection, he never stops preaching the kingdom of God for 40 continuous days to the same people. He spoke on only one subject, the kingdom of God. If the kingdom of God is just being born again, what was Jesus doing teaching the apostles for 40 days continuous? Hallelujah. He didn't change his message. He didn't form a new ministry. It was the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, the way to wrestle is to stand in what Jesus has done and not to be moved from it. I will say it again. The way we wrestle is to stand in the performance of Jesus and not to be moved from it. Another understanding will come. But you must stand in what Jesus has done. So you must know what he has done. And refuse to be moved by other mental forces. Refuse to be moved because it is a wrestle of the kingdom truth from the kinsman against the religious. Ladies and gentlemen, the other mental understanding, the other religious understanding, they will come full force against your understanding of what Jesus has done. What the Bible is teaching us in being strong in the Lord is for us to stand in what Jesus has done. That is being strong in Jesus. That is being strong in the understanding that Jesus brought. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wonderful. So if you move mentally from the performance of Jesus, then you go down. Oh yeah. If you move away from the understanding of the performance of Jesus, it means that a certain understanding has wrestled you down. But the Bible says that be strong in the Lord. You are strong in the Lord by putting on the armor of God. Have I told you that the armor of God is Jesus? Have I told you that if God wants to go and fight, do you know what he does? He puts Jesus Christ on. And he comes to the battleground. And he fights the devil. I will say it again. When God saw that the devil was messing humanity on earth, he put on his armor. I told you yesterday, God is a spirit. But he took on a certain armor called Jesus Christ, put it on, and came down and overcame the devil. That is why Romans chapter 13 tells us, but verse 14, he says, but put on the Lord Jesus. But put on the Lord Jesus. Because he is the armor of God. When God wanted to fight the devil, He releases His word. His word is called Jesus Christ. He put on His armor. That is why the Bible says, for us to be strong in the Lord, put ye on the Lord Jesus. Put on the kingdom man. Because Jesus is God's armor. I said, Jesus is God's armor. Jesus is God's armor. Ladies and gentlemen, the armor that we have to put on so that we become strong in the Lord, not in our opinions or physical manliness, is the armor of God, who is Jesus. I said He is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you read the seven piece armor that is described in Ephesians chapter 6, we can name them, can't we? The belt of what? Truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Helmet of salvation. Sword of the Spirit. Shield of faith. Praying with all prayer. Preparation of the gospel of peace. All of the armor is not yours.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If it is the armor of God, and I'm bringing my message to an end, if it is the armor of God, then the truth there, listen carefully, it's not your truth speaking. It is God's truth. Then the righteousness there can't be your righteousness. Because if it is your righteousness, then it is your armor. If it is the armor of God, then it is God's righteousness. Who is Jesus? If we believe it is the armor of God, man, that makes us kingdom men and makes us strong in this religious world. Then the preparation of the gospel of peace is not you preparing the gospel. The gospel is already prepared. The word of the Lord is tried seven times, purified seven times. You are not the one to perfect the gospel. Jesus has already perfected the gospel. If you are going to speak it, not after a religious order, but in a kingdom way, you will see that the gospel is already prepared. You will see that you don't have to go through tantrums to get the gospel out to people. Hallelujah. If truly what will make us strong as men, what we should be strong in, is the putting on the armor of God, and the armor of God is the rhema. One component is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word or the rhema of God. Then It is not your sort. The word of God, the rhema of God, is not your sword. It is the sword of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you see some people, they take the word of God. I watched the cartoon like that. Angered. Tom and Jerry. Angered. They were doing like sword fight. Some believers do that. They forget that the rhema of God, it doesn't belong to you. You see? If the Holy Ghost doesn't hold that word, you hold it in vain. No matter how you somersault, because it's not your sword. God made sure that He took all the battle away from us. Because Jesus is the one who fights for us. And we are just in the armor, we are just more than conquerors. You understand that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to encourage you men, that let us be strong in Jesus. In other words, let's be strong in what He has done concerning the truth. Be strong in Jesus' truth. The Bible puts it this way in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. It's the word of Christ, or the word of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not the word of God. Don't be confused now. You see, when Jesus Christ came, we must understand all the word of God in the light of the perfect word in flesh and what He came to do. You must understand everything through the lens of Jesus. That is why the Bible dares to say that it is the word of Jesus, because the word of God can tell you that stone somebody. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
The word of God.
Yeah.
If you go to the Old Testament,
yeah,
you shall not suffer a witch to live. It was the word of God.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ came to die and take away witchcraft, take away all our sin. Now His, hallelujah. Now we must rely upon Jesus' word. Listen, what is He saying in the heavenly kingdom above before His Father? If He says that you are a sinner, then you say the same thing about yourself.
Now
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus will never say you are poor. Never.
Yes, one
He will never say you are sick. I mean, He cannot deny Himself. He cannot deny His works. He took your sicknesses on the cross.
Yes, went to me when you for.
So gird yourself with His truth. I said His truth. Hallelujah. Not your truth. Not your truth. That is why you can be strong in grace. Hallelujah. Wonderful. There are some people who boast in their own righteousness. I want to get you that scripture. It's in Philippians 3 verse 9. Apostle Paul says that I may gain Christ and be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness. Listen, some people are found in Christ with their own righteousness. Look at what the Apostle Paul is saying. He says, I want to gain Christ. I want to be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness. I want to be found in Him. Having righteousness that is of Jesus. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. Or if you like, from my own efforts, from my own doings. But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. I came to tell all of us that you are righteous by faith. Paul said, I want to be found in Him, having this righteousness by faith. There are people who are believers, all right, but they don't put on the armor of God. They put on their own armor, their own righteousness. The devil punches holes through that. The devil gets you through that. But if you put on the righteousness of Jesus, His performance that He did for you, let your mind be full of it. Let your understanding be full of it. Be strong in Jesus, being a righteous person, leading a sinless life. Be strong in it. Talk about it. Preach about it. Forget about your own righteousness. Always talk about the fact that Jesus obeyed God 100% and credited it to your account, and by faith you believe that although you have not done it, yet you are righteous, and you have the right, you are the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. And your righteousness is not today you have it. When you sin, the next minute you lose it. The Bible calls it in Daniel chapter 9 verse 24 or so, that it's an he brought in everlasting righteousness.
Wow.
Let's talk briefly about the preparation of the gospel. The Bible calls it the preparation of the gospel. There is a definite article. It's talking about a particular preparation of the gospel that was done by Jesus. It's not talking about a preparation that you can do, you to a preparation that you can. He's talking about the preparation that was done. The preparation, definite preparation that was done about the gospel. The Bible says that your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. He didn't say your mouth equipped with the preparation of the gospel. Pastor, are you saying that we shouldn't speak the word? Oh, how come? Every word must be spoken. But this armor that the Bible is talking about, when he says that your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, he's telling you that walk the gospel. Let your daily life be the gospel. Hallelujah. As for the devil, he will tell you the opposite. He will tell you that say, because he knows that no matter how you blast it through the FM every hour, if it is not your walk, nobody will take it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's walk the gospel. Let the gospel be, when we look at your feet, we see the gospel. It's your walk, it's your daily life. Because that is the equipment. Then when you open your mouth and you say it, go and ask people who turn the world upside down, like Charles Finney and D.L. Moody. They hardly preach this intelligent, nice gospel when they arrive, because their feet is already shod with the armor of God, who is Jesus. People are repenting themselves. People are repenting. Of course, through the foolishness of preaching, they believe. He will tell them to receive Jesus Christ. But it's not by being wordy, verbose, plenty of talking. That is not our weapon. Our weapon is our walk. The feet already. You see, that is why if you think that you have to prepare, you go and prepare to go and deliver the gospel. You see how many people will be born again. Go and prepare. You see how many people will be born again. But rely upon the fact that the word of God is pure. The word of God is true. Go and speak the simple gospel. You will see that because it is not your effort, many people get born again. God wants to take the battle away from you.
Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah. Be strong in what Jesus has done already. He has done something about the gospel. He has done something about the world. Says that the people have cleansed. Don't call them unclean. I've cleansed them. I have saved them. They don't know that I have forgiven them, but I have forgiven the whole world. Go and tell them they are already forgiven. Hallelujah. God wants us to be strong in Jesus, His righteousness, His truth. Please believe the faith of Jesus. When your faith is shaken, as I end, listen. Anytime your faith is shaken, tell Jesus, I believe you that your faith is not shaken. And although I am shaken, yet the answer will come, because you are believing with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will see that God will answer your prayer. You will go forward and you wonder what is happening. You are only strong in grace. You are only strong in grace. You are only strong in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know that Jesus in heaven, He doesn't doubt. You are only strong. He is believing with you. The Bible says, as He is there, so are you in this world. You are in one big cycle. If you are doubting, turn to His faith. Jesus, you are not doubting. The person will still be healed. Your finances will still be blessed. Your family will still be healed. Your children will do well. God will teach your children, and great will be their shalom peace.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.